I think it's extremely important to create an accurate historical record of exactly what happened so the false narrative of thousands of armed insurrectionists doesn't last. So that is why I have my staff going and reviewing the relevant parts of the 14 hours worth of surveillance, and we're finding out some pretty interesting things.
Can you tell us some of the things you're finding out? I think some of what we saw was that Capitol Hill police were allowing people to come in to the building.
Well, to that point, on Thursday, I wrote a letter to the acting chief of police, Ms. Pittman, and asking her to further describe what we witnessed at the West Terrace doorway that basically was opened from the inside by people exiting the building. Once it was opened, we counted up to about 309 people entering that that door. And, you know, I think five police officers met them. There was no violence that we could tell. But that's about how about 38% of the approximately 800 people entered the Capitol. No confrontation. They just basically walked in the door. And so I want to know a little bit more about that. I'd like to be able to interview those officers, exactly what happened. Of course, we've seen video. Julie Kelly's been doing a good job of monitoring all of the court documents on this, but we've seen plenty of video of people in the Capitol, and they weren't rioting. It doesn't look like an armed insurrection when you have people that breach the Capitol, and I don't condone it, but they're staying within the rope lines in the rotunda. That's not what an armed insurrection would look like.